NASA tomorrow is planning to launch a new probe to Mars. If everything goes according to plan, the probe Phoenix will touch down on the red planet sometime in the afternoon on May 25th of next year. It would be the first soft landing on Mars in three decades. The mission is designed to study the ice near the Martian North Pole. NPR's Joe Palca has this preview.
A mission to the Martian polar region faces some major challenges. Even in the summertime, temperatures at night can drop to 100 degrees below zero. And there's not a lot of sunlight, so NASA's solar-powered landers have to run on a tight energy budget. But the Martian poles have a unique appeal. One of the most tantalizing features is that there's water at the poles, water in the form of ice. And NASA's focus at the moment is on understanding as much about the water on Mars as possible. Peter Smith of the University of Arizona is the lead scientist for Phoenix. He says they picked a landing site as far north as they dared.
We're landing at about 70 degrees north, which on the Earth is northern Greenland, northern Alaska, northern Siberia. In fact, the same latitude and longitude on the Earth is in the middle of the Siberian permafrost.
To gather up the ice, Phoenix is equipped with a robotic arm.
The question is, how deep is the ice? We suspect the ice is only a few inches deep, and in that case, we'll be doing a lot of horizontal digging and probably clear an area.
But the ice may be buried beneath the surface. The robotic arm is capable of digging a trench as deep as 3 feet, although digging that big a hole will take the lander most of the mission to finish.
Either one deep trench or a lot of clearing horizontally.
Once it has the ice sample, the arm carries it to a set of instruments on the lander's deck. One of them is called TEGA, for Thermal Evolved Gas Analyzer.
Which is basically an oven that cooks the surface soils and ices to the point where they release the gases that are trapped inside of them. We can measure the type of gases that are inside. This releases carbonates, sulfates, all different kinds of minerals, but also we can detect organic materials. We can't tell whether it's DNA or protein, but we can tell they're complex organics.
You can bet that any reading that suggests organic molecules will touch off intense speculation that there was once life on Mars. But before it can search for organic molecules on the red planet, it has to get there in one piece and in working order. Phoenix is an extremely complicated spacecraft. Barry Goldstein is Phoenix project manager. In an interview in his office at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, he said he was confident the hardware would work when it got to Mars.
The one thing that gives me a lot of confidence is we found a lot of problems. What would make me very nervous is if we've gone through these last few years and haven't found problems, because then I would think that we may not have either been looking hard enough or looking in the right places, because there are always issues to be pulled out of these very complicated systems.
Phoenix is a departure from the last three successful Mars landers. Those all bounced down to the surface, cushioned by giant airbags. After a heat shield and parachute do the initial slowing, Phoenix is supposed to touch down gently, using rockets for its final descent.
As far as how confident I am in the landing system, ask me again on the evening of May 25th, 2008, and I'll tell you, I'm going to be very nervous until then, no matter what.
By the evening of the 25th, Goldstein will know whether Mars will have another functioning robotic visitor from Earth or not. Joe Palca, NPR News.
And about half the missions to Mars have failed, but you can read about the successful ones at npr.org.